This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the fortunes of the Seattle Thunderbirds turning around on a dime last week with the return of star centerman Matthew Barzal from the NHL. We'll hear from the former first overall WHL Bantam pick in moments. Former Victoria Royal Jamie Crooks is excelling with the University of Alberta Golden Bears through the WHL Scholarship Program. WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month for October will share his story. And the Regina Pats continue to roll atop the CHL Top 10 rankings and picking up the accolades along the way. Adam Brooks is the WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. 19-year-old New York Islanders first-round pick Matthew Barzal has now rejoined the Seattle Thunderbirds. Voice of the T-Birds, Tom Boyning, has more.
Matt, obviously, every player who wants to be professional wants to be at the highest level, which is the National Hockey League. You had the opportunity to make the opening night roster and spend 2 months with the New York Islanders up in the NHL before you were sent back here to Seattle. And no player wants to be reassigned. And after you had the opportunity to kind of digest that information, that news that you were coming back to the Western Hockey League, how did you approach it going forward after you were able to get over the bit of news? Because it's had to be a disappointment, but now that you're back, how are you approaching it?
You kind of got to look at the big picture, and I know we have a real solid team down here in Seattle, and so that's always a positive coming back, knowing you can go to a team that is can be a winner this year. And Steve is he's a good coach, and he makes your players accountable. So I know coming back to junior that I'm not gonna develop bad habits and whatnot, because I know he's gonna make sure that doesn't happen. So it's a good situation down here in Seattle, and looking to have a big season.
I think in a recent article that I read after the news was announced, that you mentioned to the effect that the Islanders said, go back to Seattle, do what you've done, and that is get a lot of ice time, take advantage of it, continue to put up the points that you've been able to do in your Western Hockey League career. But they said, and I think you mentioned too, is that they want to see if you can score more goals. I know that's something you, in fact, mentioned last year too. So how do you train to change your mental approach? Because you have admitted in the past you're kind of a playmaker who looks for that pass first. How do you change to maybe looking to shoot more and scoring more goals?
Goal scoring comes with, the amount of shots you put on the net. I really feel like if you consistently shoot, you might not score for a couple games, but eventually those shots are going to go in. So just a mindset thing, really looking to shoot, but it's mainly just making the right play. You're in a shooting scoring position. The next level, it's tough to, make a little saucer pass back to the point or find a guy right in the slot. So those pucks got to be on net at the next level, and, that's what I'm going to try to do in Seattle here.
What did you learn about being a professional in the 2 months you were up there? Not so much maybe in the preseason or the training camp, because you had been through that before, but the day-to-day regular season approach that the players at the NHL level take, that you kind of were gleaning off of them and will use going forward now.
Probably just their work ethic. I consider myself a pretty hard worker down in the WHL here, being in the gym and on the ice and being competitive, but get to that next level and there's guys that want it that much more, and guys like Tavares and Seidenberg and Chimera, these guys are in early, working out and just really trying to take that next step and taking care of their body. So, I really plan on doing that this year and, getting those extra workouts in and staying on after practice like I usually do. So it's all about just the extra work you put in, and I think that's really where, you can really take care of your body and, really become a better player.
Lastly, Matt, next month you will join Team Canada for the World Juniors. It'll be your second season representing Canada. You personally had a very good tournament last year over in Helsinki. Canada didn't medal, so I'm sure in your second year, your second go-around with Team Canada at World Juniors, you'll be a veteran, you'll be a leader, but you want to not only continue to do what you did there last year and have a good personal tournament, but also as a team, I'm sure, on home ice this year in Canada, you're looking forward to medaling.
Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday with Gino Redd. He was mentioning just kind of what it would feel like to win a gold medal. And, I just go back to watching the team with Shea Theodore and Nick Petan and McDavid and Lazar, and just kind of seeing those guys throw their gloves off at the end there. It's pretty special thing to think about. So, as well as I did last year personally, a gold medal this year is all I want. So just really looking forward to that, and got to get there first, got to make the team first, but hopefully we can have a really good tournament and be gold medalists.
Well, again, I know your preference is to be at the NHL, and no one can blame you for that, but welcome back to the Western Hockey League.
Thanks, Tom.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Chilliwack Bruin Victoria Royal Jamie Crooks, who played nearly 300 games in the WHL, is the WHL Graduate of the Month for the month of October, playing with the University of Alberta Golden Bears, now in his fourth season with U of A. And we'll ask you off the bat, how has life after the WHL treated you as you continue there with the Golden Bears?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Got a lot of good guys here at the U of A, and it's a good school. And, you know, obviously the first 2 years we won nationals there, so that was pretty good. And yeah, it's been really good.
Jamie, your start to the season in October, atop the scoring race to get the team out to a 4-2 start. How will things click for you on the ice there this year?
Yeah, I got off to a really good start. I've been playing with two former WHL guys, Sam Legault and Jaden Hart, and we've just kind of created some good chemistry there, and it's been working out well.
You know, it's always great to probably team up with these guys you would have played against in your time in the WHL. And you know, you mentioned the years that you played, and you know, you logged a lot of minutes over your time from 2009 to 2013. But what's it like teaming up with these guys now?
It's pretty cool. Some of the guys you learn to hate in the WHL, you become best friends with. So it's a really cool experience, and it's lots of fun.
Any division rivals back in the day that you're now suiting up with right now?
Well, kind of. I guess Tyson Bailey and Cole Lineker, we used to have a pretty good rivalry with Kelowna there, so they came to U of A this year. So, and then I can't really, Riley Keyser from Vancouver, we used to have a pretty good rivalry with them, and he's on our squad now, and he's a great guy. So, yeah, it's cool. It's awesome.
Jamie, your fourth year of physical education and recreation, how's school going for you?
It's pretty good. I'm by no means a all-star student or anything like that, but I try to get by and work hard at it, and yeah, it's going good.
You know, you saw some miles in the WHL. You started your career in the Eastern Conference briefly, and then Chilliwack eventually became Victoria. How would you sum up your time when you look back on your WHL years?
Yeah, it was really good. It was a great experience. Obviously, playing in Chilliwack there for 2 years was good, and then moving over to the island of Victoria was awesome. And you know, I can't really think of a better place to play junior hockey than Victoria, so it was great.
Jamie, a lot of players will go on to university, get their degree, and then maybe explore some pro hockey opportunities after that. Is that still something on your radar, perhaps?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I can maybe fall back on here, is just get that degree and then maybe go over to overseas and, you know, explore those options over there and just see what happens after that.
You're on your fourth year of the WHL scholarship program. How's the program been for you, and what has it meant for you?
It's meant a lot. Like, without the scholarship program, I don't know if I'd go right now. It's coming out of junior, you don't really have a whole lot of money to be going to school, and with that support from the WHL, it's great, and it's a huge reason why I'm in school right now. So, yeah, it's awesome.
All right, let's talk about your team real quick. The Golden Bears, how are the prospects this season? It's always a real tough division to play in Canada West, but how's the year going for you guys, and can you add another national title there to the mix?
Yeah, I think we can. We got, eight or nine new guys, and they're all great players in the WHL. And, you know, I think we have three or four of our rookies are top five in rookie scoring, and a couple of them had a Trevor Cox had 100 points in the dub, I think, 1 year, and Tyson Bailey did pretty good, and then they got captain of the Memorial Cup host last year, Luke Phillips. So, you know, we got some pretty good players coming in, and, you know, I think we got another good shot at it.
Well, you were a big goal scorer back in your time with the Victoria Royals and the Bruins, and again, to start the year off being the October WHL Graduate of the Month for the University of Alberta, you guys are on a roll. Jamie, congratulations. Best of luck there in year four, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Another big week for the Regina Pats, and another WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, spoke with this week's winner, Adam Brooks.
Here with the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Adam Brooks, a goal and five assists in two wins, and, you know, points in every game since you come back from pro camp. I guess This is the fourth time you've received this award, so it's nothing new to you, but pretty special to see your name there again.
I think so. It's always a feather in the cap when you can get recognized by the league, and I think right now for our team, everyone's rolling pretty well, and the team's doing well. So obviously there's going to be some personal accolades when the team's having a lot of success, but I think this award obviously could have went to anyone on the team. You know, there's a number of guys that had great weeks, and you know, I guess I'm just fortunate enough to be the one to get it.
Well, you're right. I mean, you know, if you look at the amount of points and goals you guys have scored over the last, you know, little while, I mean, you've scored at least 6 and 7 of your last 9. I mean, offensively as a team, everything's working, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone's pulling in the right direction, and going into the season, we knew we were going to have a good team, and we just all had to be going the same way and pulling the same direction. So I think right now we got great chemistry in the locker room. You know, everyone's really excited about the way we're playing, and no one's kind of concerned about those personal accolades and personal success, because we know that if we play right, that stuff's going to come.
You're playing with Austin Wagner as usual, but you know, Philip Hall has seemed to have found a spot on that left wing with you guys. I mean, what, 9 goals in his last 4 games? He's helped you guys, hasn't he? Because you can get him the puck and he's putting it in.
Absolutely. I think when you have a guy like that on your line, it makes the game very easy. Austin's speed is you know, probably the best in the CHL, and he creates room for us. And then, you know, I feel like my best part of my game is probably passing, and you know, Phillips is scoring. So we kind of have the perfect combination right now, and things seem to be going well for us.
Now a 6-game road trip. This is going to be a test for you, isn't it? I know you haven't faced a ton of adversity yet so far this year. This is probably the biggest test, you think, of the year?
Absolutely. We're going into, you know, Edmonton first, and then going on our BC road trip. And these road trips are always one of the hardest parts of the year, and there's definitely some good teams out there. Obviously, Prince George, you know, all of them, I guess, are kind of doing well right now. So it's going to be a tough test for us. We're going to have to play our best games if we're going to go out there and we're going to win. And, you know, right now I think we're playing very good hockey, and we just got to continue to do that, and we'll be fine.
And that's the show. I want to thank both Tom Boining in Seattle and Phil Andrews in Regina for their help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.